pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thursday that we will be dancing all over the sports world. We're going to talk basketball with Kevin Kugler of Westwood One as he is on his way to San Antonio for the men's Final Four, which gets underway Saturday with semifinal action, championship Monday. You can hear the games as the whole tournament you've been able to hear right here on ESPN Radio. We're going to talk volleyball with the new head coach at Kearney High, Jason Owens, and we're going to catch up with Nebraska's baseball opponent this week, Texas Tech. Picked to finish dead last, Larry Hayes won his 1,500th career game yesterday in a 10-5 victory over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And the head coach of Texas Tech is expected to join us at the bottom of the hour today.
Douglas, I think in statewide news, obviously Cody Glenn making the move to linebacker has gotten much of the attention, but Doc Sadler receiving a new contract yesterday, securing him with the Nebraska Cornhuskers to 2014.
Yeah, only if he, good. Not much of a pay raise, which, however you want to look at it, incentive have been now put into the contract, which may be a little bit bigger type of deal, but not that much overall of a pay raise. It does keep him out for two more years. That's a good deal. But, you know, if Doc Sadler wants to go, he's going to go. I mean, let's face it. We're going to keep Doc Sadler aboard through what he's done in the first 2 years. Interestingly enough, though, his record, 37-27. Woohoo! Sean Sutton, 39-29, nighty-night. And, of course, Sadler saying again yesterday he is not interested in the Oklahoma State job.
Well, I thought it was kind of reassuring to Husker faithful out there when he said, you know what, I've got a couple young boys, 14 and 11, and the opportunity to move does not present itself anymore. There's some stability here. I like to be here. I like the direction we're going in. Maybe gives you a better feeling that, hey, he wants to keep his kids around, at least let them get through their high school years without transferring them again out of another school and into another school system.
So good news, Doc Sadler staying aboard for Nebraska in that contract negotiation made yesterday. And so they do something in the athletic department besides worry about the football team.
Yeah, you're starting to see that. I think Coach Sadler, obviously $800,000 isn't that big of a deal when you're talking about what they're paying them at Texas, what they're paying them at Kansas, and what they're going to be paying them at Oklahoma State. Now Billy Gillespie. Billy Gillespie has never signed a contract at Kentucky.
No.
That is bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre.
Well, wouldn't you think that they could just say, bye-bye, Billy? They didn't, because they were talking about that when Kentucky didn't get off to a great start this year, that the contract hadn't been signed. Well, how? What? In that venue and in that sports world, I mean, how can you even allow them to have to sign a contract, don't you, before you start work?
Now, if I'm not right enough, correct me if I'm wrong. He signed a two-page. He signed a two-page handwritten deal. That is a contract, basically. It's never been drawn up by lawyers into an official form of a contract, and he's making what, $2 million a year? That's pretty good trust, isn't it?
It's a strange deal, but then a lot of Kentucky things are strange.
Fair enough.
One other basketball note: we won't get to toss around Shang Ping anymore. Shang Ping is going to transfer to another school, although he hasn't decided which school that is. Coach Sadler saying the junior wanted more playing time, averaged about 10 minutes in 21 games this past season, posted about 3 points, 1.5 rebounds per ball game, played his freshman year at Illinois Central College, then was here for a year, now going to transfer on. Coach Sadler saying that if he wants more playing time, he's probably looking for someplace else to go.
And if you saw Mr. Ping play, you probably realized that he was not going to get much more next year.
No, not with the supposed outstanding talent that Nebraska has. You got a 6'10 kid. You hope that they can contribute, but
no,
he was definitely not even, you know, Alex March, Shang Ping, way different.
Yeah, you're trying to get quality minutes out of something that really did not fit, did not move extremely well, did not shoot the ball even close to what you need to be able to at the Big 12 level, and it wasn't going to play. And I think Doc Sadler basically spelled it out for him. Hey, you can work your butt off and stick around here, but I think, you know, another deal is we don't have a lot of scholarships available. He's still trying to bring some talent in here, so you know, you can. It's kind of a luxury one of those coaches has to be kind of level with a kid, be up front with a kid and say, you're not going to play. We like to have you around, but you're not going to play. If you want to play, go somewhere else where you can play.
Yeah, it's good to be forward with the kid and honest and things like that. It's good to have a coach at Nebraska that will be honest with the kids. Also, you know, even for the patheticism that we've seen for the last few years, It did blow my mind that something happened yesterday for only the second time in 28 years. Only the second time in 28 years.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at. Now there you go, there you
the
go.
The Royals peanut are 2-0. For only the second time in 28 years.
Striking out 19 batters in the first two games, the most ever. Hey, versus Detroit, is that correct? The most ever?
Derek, can you help me out? Who picked Detroit to win the World Series?
I think that was you, wasn't it?
No. Oh, come on. You think I would bring that up?
No. That was Daddy.
The Royals 2-0. The last time they were 2-0, they went 9-0 in 2003. Boy, how time flies. Those brain cells left me a long time ago. They had a winning season in 93. Or had a winning season in 03, their only winning season since 1993. So the Royals, Brian Bannister, two singles over seven innings. Two more relievers came in and allowed just one more hit. Kansas City beats Detroit 4-0 yesterday. Despite, by the way, Alex Gordon being 1-for-9 in the first two games.
How about Leo Nunez coming in the first two games and shutting people down? Leo Nunez is a pitcher that has struggled. Well, the reason he's not been up in the major leagues for a long extended periods of time is because his control has not been that good. Well, his control has been pretty darn good, and hopefully it stays around there. He's been able to get batters out and do good things for this ball club. You know, one of those players contributing, not making very much money. One of those $400,000 guys getting out millions of dollars worth of guys for the Detroit Tigers.
You know what also made me happy yesterday?
No, I don't know.
The Yankees lose! The Yankees lose! That's right. Thank God your $28 million man left one in the seats, really pretty deep, or else you would have been shut out. 5-2, the Yankees lose. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here from Ken, talking about Alex Gordon, who says it started last year and has escalated this year. We're only two games in. What is it, you ask? Pitchers have found out that Alex Gordon does not like low outside pitches. It will be a long, ugly year for Alex if he doesn't figure out how to punch the outside pitch to the opposite field. No question that pitches that are 6 inches off the plate are being called strikes, but Gordon Jong and umps will only make it worse. They did the same thing to George Brett. Brett could have been a 350 lifetime hitter if he could have nailed the outside pitch. Ken. Yee! 2-0. And you're bringing negativity to our Dent Popper inbox?
Why, Ken? Why? Yes.
What are you doing? Ken, seriously.
By the way, Douglas, I found a quote.
I you know, the Dent Popper inbox, I'm not even going to give you the little liner on negativity like that. You know, that's because Dent Popper, they're positive. Ken, negative. Ken hates baseball.
By the way, you want to know what Alex Gordon's making this year? $406,000. Many people interested in that because they get these big signing bonuses when they sign, which Alex Gordon got. Well, I mean, you say big, I think it was $3 or $4 million. I mean, so in the big scheme of things, from what some of these kooks are making, it's not that big of a deal. Now, Jabba Chamberlain, oh my gosh, what an opportunity, what a fabulous pitcher. Boy, he must be rich. Jobert Chamberlain on the New York Yankees payroll is next to last, next to Humberto Sanchez, making 390,000 people.
Not good.
390,000, and you look down the Yankees payroll, 28 million, 23 million, 21.6 million, 16 million, 16 million, 15 million, 13.1 million, 13 million, 13 million, 11.1 okay, million,
I
11
it.
Million.
I get it. 390,000. Yeah. But he's already been made infamous by the new ESPN Baseball Tonight commercial with the bugs.
Oh, the bugs, yes. Yeah. Bugs attacking.
Bugs. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll check your email in the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper is home of the Armor Lining. Whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Cubs lose. Sorry about that, folks. Cubs are 0-2. Tigers, 0-2. Many people think they're going to be in the World Series. They're going to have to do better than 0-2. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we've got a chance for you to win some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets, maybe be that 1 millionth fan on Friday. Also, Kevin Kugler is expected to join us from Westwood One, actually en route to San Antonio for the men's Final Four. All that and more coming up.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often. Desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
This is Craig Stokebrand at Kearney Yamaha, and I want to personally invite everyone to Kearney Yamaha's 23rd Annual Inventory Reduction Auction, Sunday, April 13th. This auction will start at 10 a.m. sharp. You'll be able to bid on over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices. You can also bid on thousands of dollars of new and used parts, accessories, loading ramps, tires, exhaust, and much more. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of our apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy t-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. So don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction, Sunday, April 13th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian at second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies and some more rain showers continue across the area today as temperatures stay in the mid-40s for highs. Winds out of the east to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers lingers early, then we'll see clearing skies with a low around 30 on the way to 62 for a high Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Harlem Globetrotters in town last night. What'd you think?
I was very impressed. If you have a child and neglected him going, shame on you.
What'd your kid think?
My nephew was, I think, pretty impressed. I think he liked those high flying. What were they, Derek?
The Harlem High Flyers. That was the
it's like Kenyans. A circus.
Yeah, it was a group of guys from Kenya, and they were entertaining, that's for sure.
I can't believe you didn't limbo with them.
No, jeez. No, there's no way. First of all, this guy knocks off this bar at about, what, 3.5 feet?
Yeah, it was probably about 3.5 feet, yeah.
No, I think he did it on purpose. They put it back up there. He goes under that. Well, then they move it down 2 more notches. And the lowest bar could not have been, I said 18 inches.
If even. Yeah, if even. I mean, it was amazing.
And it was not, I mean, of a midget, I mean, of descent or anything like that. He was a regular.
So guys have to limbo under that. They have to, like, you know.
And then he stayed
down.
Then he actually stayed there and kind of bobbed, kind of like did some push-ups or did some chin-ups, if you will, with the bar while he's underneath it. But the Globetrotters is a high-flying act. This guy's very, very talented. Obviously, the deal's a little bit scripted. The Washington Generals,
no.
The Washington Generals T-shirts, I thought were very, very funny. You know, you could buy, you know, I've played the Harlem Globetrotters since X year, and then it's got victories for the Globetrotters with all these, you know, like. Tons of marks, in the heart, and then it's got the Washington Generals 1.
And we saw our friend Seth Denny.
Seth Denny tried hard.
He did. But failed.
Air ball?
Yeah, it was an air ball, and then he missed 2 free throws.
Was he supposed to miss those?
I don't know. Maybe, Seth, if you're listening, give us a call, 1-888-455-3776. We got to get to the bottom of this. Seth.
Horrible.
Well, the guy punched him. I don't know if he could feel his left arm.
Well, he's 5'4", shrinking, so what are you going to do? Hey, our friends at Kerbet want you to know that as the weather is getting nicer and we're getting that rain today and then it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow, it's going to get green, and then you look outside and you go, I need the help of Matt and the gang at Kerbet. They will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. You can put some flower beds in. How about tree edging? How about a pathway or a walkway? Maybe you need a playground or a sandbox for the kids. And, of course, water runoff control and drainage. You want to make sure that your landscaping, your yard, your value of your property is where you want it to be. Border applications from Kerbet are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Set your appointment with Matt today. You want the best in town. You want Kerbet. You can go to their website and check things out at kerbet.net, kerbet.net, or you can give them a call at 237-4805, 237-4805. Matt and the gang will get you all set up. Coming up, we will be talking with Larry Hayes, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech. Also, Jason Owens, the new volleyball coach, is going to be joining us. He is going to take over the Kearney High program. And, of course, coming up, we want to give you a chance to be the 1 millionth fan, as we're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to Friday night's Tri-City Storm hockey game.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Final Four. Did you know that, Daddy? Final Four. Even though we don't have many of the Final Four, actually we do. I have 3 of the 4. You have two.
Well, in one,
you have two.
In 3 of my 19 brackets, I've got them all. So I've got that going for me.
We've got all the action this weekend right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the man that will be bringing you all of the action is Kevin Kugler from Westwood One, but we like to refer to him as the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct at 1620 The Zone. You know him from the Big Red Report, and of course, his face posterized all over Nebraska. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So you're en route to San Antonio, huh?
I am. I'm actually getting on the plane right now. Isn't that exciting?
Well, I just hope that you're there in time to make your tour of the Alamo.
Well, you know, I've been there before. It's still recovering from Daddy's last trip down there, but I think they've put it back together at this point.
Well, I'm glad we put together our friendship again after the last trip when we were both in San Antonio at Howl at the Moon. Obviously, that was fractured, but we've got it back together, and we're very, very thrilled to have you on.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I wouldn't say it's back together. Watching you sing that night is something that is hard to forget. It's taken hours and hours of therapy for me to get over that.
Well, Kevin, you've had a chance. Let's get to something besides Daddy singing, because
there's really nothing more to say about it other than that.
That's right. The emails are not good.
No.
You've seen 3 of the 4 teams that are playing in the national semifinals on Saturday. Give us your initial thoughts on these final 4 teams that you're going to be seeing this Saturday in San Antonio.
I think this is this has the chance to be one of the best ever, just because of the caliber of teams that you have playing in this thing. I mean, obviously it's historic. Never have had 4 number 1s at the same time, but to have these 4 teams as good as they are playing each other this weekend, I think it's just going to be a history-making kind of thing.
Kevin, you've got three Final Four teams, and the three of them in UCLA, Memphis, and North Carolina all have marquee players, marquee names to lead their teams. Then you've got Kansas, a bunch of pretty much role players, very, very balanced team, can bring people off the bench. The same production comes from the bench. Do you favor one style over the other?
You know what? I think you can win with both ways, and I think that's going to be one of the interesting subplots of this whole deal is how those contrasting styles match up on the court. I like what UCLA does defensively, but I got to tell you what, Memphis is just so long and athletic. Their athleticism, which matches in some ways a superior UCLA, is going to be an interesting matchup to watch. And then when you talk about the other matchup of Kansas, North Carolina, my gosh, you've got great players on both sides, great systems on both sides. I know Kansas didn't look great against Davidson, but I think they're going to play better this weekend.
Kevin Kugler, who will be calling the Final Four for Westwood One here on ESPN Radio this weekend, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, do you think Memphis finally just got a little PO'd with all the talk that they weren't that good and couldn't make free throws and finally went out last weekend and just really kind of destroyed a couple teams?
Yeah, I think they did. I think that became a real driving force for them. And one of the issues with Memphis is that people just haven't seen them. I mean, they're in Conference USA. Conference USA is affiliated with CSTV, or CBS College Sports, I guess is what it's called now. And so their games aren't seen by a lot of people. But really, the only chance that a lot of the nation had to pay attention to them was that game against Tennessee in February, and they lost that game. So people saw that, well, they lost to Tennessee. How good can they be? They're as good a team as any that you'll see in San Antonio this weekend. Deep, athletic, very, very strong inside and out. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see them go all the way.
Do you think John Calipari knew how good they were and could kind of shun the free throw question all year long and kind of throw that back in people's face? Because that's basically what he did every time he got asked that question.
Yeah, and you know what, it became one of those things that, again, when you don't see a team and you just look at their numbers and you see highlights, you just start looking around and you say, okay, what's the thing I can look for here? Well, free throw shooting is bad. All right, well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about free throw shooting then. That's the only thing that we can find that's a weakness with this team, and that's what everybody did. They just talked about free throw shooting, and there's so much more with this Memphis team. Now, can they make those free throws in games where they are, you know, only up 4 or 5? I'm not real sure about that. We'll see.
Kevin Kugler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show en route to San Antonio to call the Final Four. Kev, what's the drink of choice there this morning at the bar in the airport?
Now, in all honesty, I just, you know, just basically arrived. We got the call from you guys. Wanted to put you high on my priority list since I snubbed you 3 or 4 times earlier this week. And so I didn't even go in there. I basically got off my first plane, and I'm getting on my second plane so I can get down there and get to work.
Are you seeing some Kansas fans around the airport early this morning?
No, you know what? I've seen a lot of Tar Heel fans, though. Many of them getting on this plane right now. They're all decked out in their Carolina blue, and they're ready to go. So they're gonna be out in force this weekend in San Antonio.
Kevin, talk a little bit about that game, and obviously Hansbrough getting a lot of the attention in that game. Who will have to stop him from Kansas?
Well, you're going to have to combine the duties with the front court. I mean, you're going to run Jackson at him sometimes. You're going to run Darrell Arthur at him sometimes. You'll try to physical him a little bit with Sasha Khan and let his height bother him. The problem with the Tyler Hansbrough is that you have so many options if you're him. You have to decide, well, pick my poison. Do I try to defend inside, or do I drag my post out on the perimeter and try to keep him from hitting those jumpers that he was hitting last weekend? He's a difficult defensive matchup for any team. If anybody can do it, though, Kansas can. Arthur and Jackson are both very athletic guys, and I think they can play him out on the perimeter better than what you've seen from other teams' attempts at that this season.
Kevin Kugler joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, going in, who do you like cutting down the nets on Monday night?
Well, you know, I went with North Carolina at the beginning, so I'm going to stay with them, although I really like Memphis's chances on that other side as well. I think if North Carolina and Memphis end up in that championship game, it could be just an unbelievable battle of athleticism, of style, of coaches. I really think that you look at North Carolina, though, at the end of the day, to be holding up that national championship, second one for Roy in a few years.
Kevin, getting to be courtside last week, what did you think about the raised floor and playing that in the middle of the Dome Stadium?
You know what? It was odd. I think that's the best way to put it. They're gonna have it back in the end zone this weekend for the final time, but that's going to be the way it is from now on in the arenas, and they're trying to find a better way for more people to see the court. so that they can sell more tickets. And by putting it on that raised floor in the middle, it allows you to sell tickets all the way around, so there's more people that will be able to get into these games.
Kevin, the first round in Omaha, everybody seems to be giving rave reviews. What does Omaha have to do to kind of be almost guaranteed to get at least first-round games in the future?
You know what? I don't think they have to do anything more than what they did that first weekend. I mean, they packed the place. They sold the tickets out. That's really all you need. If you look around the country, not all of those first and second sites were sold out. In fact, only about half of them were sellouts. So by selling that place out and by packing it in there with people, I think you've got a real good shot to see that coming back to Omaha probably every 4 or 5 years.
You think it would have made any difference if there would have been a different team besides Kansas and even Kansas State in there?
You know what? No, I don't think it would have. Most of the tickets were sold locally, and I think when you got that local sell and the way people come out in that city for big events, I really think I really don't think it mattered. Now, they'll always have some sort of regional draw because of the pod system, so that's a benefit, but I really don't see that being the major difference in pushing the tickets over the top.
Kevin, and enjoy the weekend, and Don't answer your phone every time you see this number pop up, because now that I've got it, I will call a lot. And continue to get sex to you.
I've made it this long without changing my number, but obviously I'm going to have to do that first thing when I get back.
Kevin, continued good sex to you.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
National star Westwood One, and of course the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct with Michael Severe on ESPN 1620 The Zone in Omaha. Kevin Kugler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, thanks so much for the time, and we'll see you again in a few days.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Again, you can hear the games right here on ESPN Radio coming up on Saturday. The games in the evening getting underway around 5:07, I believe it is. And then the first one is UCLA-Memphis. The second one will be North Carolina and Kansas. So thanks to Kevin for joining us.
Maybe you're looking forward to doing something during the day leading up to those games. Well, remember, people, it's go time at Prairie Hills. This is where the new owners and the new attitude and the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golf experience. See the new Prairie Hills, now open for play. You want to play this afternoon? Heck, they'll let you play. Head on out to Prairie Hills. Great opportunity. Well, if you're on drugs. I don't know if anybody wants to play.
Tomorrow.
Well, not outside.
No, you can play inside as well. Even early spring bad weather days like today, challenge any course in the country or maybe the world on the computer golf simulator. Prairie Hills, 9 miles north, Highway 10. Perfect opportunity. Walk or drive, 9 or 18 holes. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Nick, and Kurt. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, because it won't be long, and you'll want to be on the course every week. The clubhouse is stocked with refreshments. Prairie Hills Golf, that's where it's at. Check it out today, people.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Breaking news in the NFL, Chris Henry has been released by the Cincinnati Bengals after getting into another scrap with the law in the last 24 hours.
Moron. Absolute moron. I guess he punched an 18-year-old kid in the face, broke a car window out. Just not a good deal for Chris Henry. That's adding to the confusion on the wide receiving core. Of course, with Chad... Chad Johnson and the antics that he's been pulling as of late.
We will be catching up with the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, Larry Hayes, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable. And why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when your world's away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicrotelInn.com.
NASCAR is back, bringing racing fans a full tank with the same excitement. Same speed, same teamwork, same intensity, same rubbing, same great racing. Only now, there's a brand new sponsor. Nationwide Insurance, proud sponsor of the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Driving and insurance just made sense. Life comes at you fast.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop.
That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Hello, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Before you make any decisions for your lawn care needs this year, give us a call. We'll give you all the options for your lawn care needs. We've been in this business for almost 40 years. You can count on us week in and week out. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies and some more rain showers continue across the area today as temperatures stay in the mid-40s for highs. Winds out of the east to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers lingers early, then we'll see clearing skies with a low around 30 on the way to 62 for a high Friday. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. Daddy, some changes in the NFL rules yesterday. Your thoughts? A lot of people saying that's great that they've eliminated the inbounds rule, or you know, shoved out of bounds.
Yes.
Yeah. But the one rule that I scratch my head about that they're not really talking a whole lot about is going back to all face mask penalties being 15 yards, and I think that is a brutal, brutal mistake. It will not take long for a game to turn on just one of those incidental face masks that they have to flag for 15 yards. Those incidental face masks, 5 yards on third down and 8, turns it into fourth down and 3, you know, and you still got to punt the ball away. And now they're going to be 15-yard penalties. You know, when's a 15-yard penalty not a first down? And I guess, you know, 15-yard penalties for those face masks, I think, are automatic first downs.
I find that interesting, Doug, but if you go to, are they automatic 15 yards, or is it under the discretion? If they will not throw a flag.
Well, there's
if
no discretion think. Anymore.
It's just boom. It's done.
It's 15 yards. Yeah. If you call a face mask, it's 15 yards.
They eliminated the hair deal.
Well, that's.
Well, I mean, the hair deal, the rule has been thrown out. They're not
shoving all that hair up underneath your helmet or shaving it off. I'll tell you what, you gotta look good. And a man who has seen probably a lot of things from uniforms violations to all the things that the kids have done for the last 38 years. And joining us now after winning his 1,500th career game yesterday with a 10-5 victory at home over Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Texas Tech is now getting ready to welcome in take on ninth-ranked Nebraska in Lincoln this weekend. We welcome in the head coach at Texas Tech, Larry Hayes, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show again. And, Coach, congratulations on the big win yesterday.
Hey, thanks, and thanks for having me. And I wish all I had to worry about was their hair instead of having to worry about the Huskers.
Larry, take us back to the emotions. Were there any extra special emotions after getting 1,500 out of the way?
Not really. You know, there's two things. It's good and bad. The good part, I've said this three or four times already, the good part, you know, we won four in a row, and that's the first time we won four in a row this year, so that's the good part. The bad part, everybody thinks, man, he's won 1,500 games. He's old enough. We need to get rid of him, get somebody young in here. So it's good and bad, but we were glad to do that. And coaches, we honestly, one one win's no different than another, and so, you know, the number's not anything, but when you have to think about it, you just become appreciative of all the great players you've had over the years and the great coaches and Eric Newmans that pitched for you. And, you know, you just remember, you know, those relationships, and that's what it's all about.
Larry Hayes, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, is joining us. Tell us a little bit about the season so far. It looks like you're playing some better baseball, coming off two very nice wins over Missouri on the weekend, and then, of course, the two midweek victories.
Well, we've had a, really unusual year. We lost 8 home games. The Northern Illinois situation, we lost that series because of the tragedy they had. And then, so we go on the road and horn in on a couple, you know, a tournament and get in 4 games. And then Illinois, University of Illinois is coming in and couldn't get into Dallas. So we had to go on the road and go down to San Marcos and get in on a tournament there. And so we've just been on the bus, running around, couldn't get our infielders well. We had a lot of injuries, and then finally got Willie Reuter back at second. And since then, we've been a decent ball club. But like everyone else, we're trying to find 5 starters. And if our 5 starters will get us, you know, 6 innings, then we're pretty good. And so the times that's happened, we've been real competitive. And the couple of conference games, one against A&M and one against Texas, you know, Carnes, our Friday night guy, had bad outings, and we never had a chance. But last week against Missouri, you know, he gets beat 1-0 and kind of changed our attitude about things. And Ramos and Bettis, every time out, they've given us a chance. So that's kind of who we are.
Well, Coach, if you got people swinging the bat like Roger Kieschnick has been, you don't need a lot of run support. The kid just absolutely blasting the ball. 11 home runs, 9 doubles on the season. Talk a little about it. He was one of the top returners in the Big 12 Conference coming back. Just a special player.
Yeah, you hit it. He's a special player. He's everything you want in a player on the field, and he's just the same off the field. But one problem he's having since we got in the league, you know, no one's going to let him beat us. And so it's a tough deal for him to get pitches to hit. And, you know, a key for us is going to be Tennis and Kreider behind him, you know, driving in runs, because up to this point, you know, he hadn't been pitched too much.
You bring up Mr. Tennis. He was the one that hit the walk-off home run, if I'm not mistaken, to win a game last week for you. So they pitched around Roger and then got to him, huh?
That's it. And Tennis was probably our best hitter in conference last year. Hit about 320, and he, you know, he's a talented guy. Had a great fall, great spring, and then when the season started and they started walking Roger, he took it personal and refused to hit there for a while, and it really kind of messed us up. And but now he's coming back a little bit, and with he and Kreider, and we're hoping to get Seafield back for this series. You know, we've lost Seafield and Richburg, and that's, you know, that was a 3- and 5- hole hitter starting off the year, and losing them has not helped us at all. But we're hoping to get Seafield back this week, and if we get Richburg back in a couple more weeks, maybe we can get our offense going a little bit.
We're chatting with the head baseball coach of the Red Raiders at Texas Tech, Larry Hayes. They come into Lincoln to take on Nebraska this weekend. Coach, I got to ask you, there wasn't a whole lot of love being thrown you guys' way at the start of the season, coming off a 28-27 campaign, and then you were picked to finish last in the Big 12, and it looks like maybe if things continue, you're going to definitely not fulfill that prophecy, and that usually means a young talent. How did you have to focus these kids when some of that stuff was thrown at them?
Well, I told them, you know, being picked 10th might be a little high. You know, we could go, you know, kind of overcome that a little bit. No, we got a bunch that with these, you know, we got a freshman pitcher, Bettis, that stepped up. We got some Carnes. If he throws like he's capable on Friday night, we'll have a good game. And that's been our problem. He's 1-4, and, you know, he's a talented guy. And so, and then having Ramos back gives a little bit of experience. But, you know, we got some new pitchers, got a chance to have a good bullpen. Leverton, who's been our first baseman in the past, you know, he's now our setup guy from the left side. And then Zach Stewart, up until Sunday's been the real deal. And then I think Missouri got 15 hits in a row off of him or something. I mean, it was something. You know, he's throwing the ball 92, 95. And seriously, I think they did get 5 hits in a row. And scored some runs on him. But, you know, we've just got some pieces, and we thought we'd start off better, but, you know, those injuries early have, you know, affected a young team, you know, with a lot of new guys. But since we're back, and, you know, you guys will notice, we got the shortest infield in America. And, you know, it's they're kind of fun to watch whenever they're hitting and playing well, but you guys may make them look so bad they may not be so funny, but no, it's we're kind of like Nebraska. We're we've been able to generate some runs because people's not pitching to Roger, and so we'll be like them. You know, if our starters go six or seven innings, we'll have a good series.
Larry, talk about what you see in the Nebraska baseball team and just their overall performance overall on the season.
Well, I'm going to give a lot of credit to Eric Newman. You know, naturally I would since he was one of my guys.
Yeah.
But I think what he's done with the mature pitchers there, I think he's given them a little shot and in some way. And I'm just going to what I read and things. But, man, those are experienced guys, and that really makes them tough. And with what he's done with them, and then, you know, they're just typical Nebraska bunch scrambling and getting after you. So it's not any fun to look forward to, but I'll be honest with you, I don't dread Nebraska any more than anybody else in this league. I mean, last week we were playing Missouri, they're ranked number two in the nation, and everybody says, oh, what are we going to do? And I said, I'll tell you what, they're not going to be any tougher than anybody else. And I really believe this in this league. You know, y'all swept Kansas State, but look what they've done since. You know, they're doing pretty well. So it's a rough old league, and I think Nebraska's Nebraska, and so we're going to have to try to deal with them.
Larry, you mentioned, and we're talking with Larry Hayes, Texas Tech baseball coach on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've already played Texas, Missouri, and A&M, who were picked to finish first, second, and fourth in the conference with Baylor third, and they're your last series of the year. Now you get Nebraska. You're 4-5 against three of the top four teams in the league. Are you kind of satisfied with that? And can this be your pivotal series, mid portion of the season?
Well, I could be. You know, it could send us the wrong way in a hurry. But you know, you add to that, three of those losses are one run losses.
Yeah.
You know, we had a 12 inning job against A&M, and then Texas gets us on a walk off, and then they had a 4-3 win. They got all four runs the first inning off our freshman, and then they no hit them the next six innings. So it's kind of frustrating in a way because we've been so close to winning several other games. And, you know, we've only had two or three games that we haven't had a chance in, and unfortunately our number one threw them. So, you know, we just haven't got it together yet. And but I hope we're not one of these teams just always on the verge. You know, we know we can play with anyone, but we've proven anyone can beat us. You know, you hear that all the time, but, boy, we're proving that.
Larry, talk about the Big 12 overall. Every year I think the coaches probably in this league say, well, it can't be as tough as it was this year. Well, the next year comes, and, well, it is. And then the next year comes, well, then it is. Missouri 2, Nebraska 9, Texas 13th or 14th, and that's, you know, that's just the beginning.
Yeah, you're right. And you know where it's coming from? I don't know if we're ready for it or not, but boy, it's the pitching. You know, it's everybody that we played can really pitch. I haven't seen a great offensive club yet. I guess we're going to see that this weekend. But
that we hope.
but we haven't seen it. I mean, we've seen guys like, sounds like how you're doing. You're getting after it and playing hard and communicating and doing all these things. The execution's working for you, and you're just creating runs, and we're having to do it. Missouri's having to do it. Texas is having to do it, and A&M's kind of the same way. You know, A&M might be as good offensively as anybody we've seen so far, but there's not that much difference.
Well, Larry, we sure appreciate catching up with you again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate your time, and again, congratulations on career win 1500. I'm glad you didn't have to wait to come to Lincoln because I know they didn't want to give it to you.
Well, it'd be kind of hard to get it there, so I better tell you when I can get it. Well, tell those guys to take it easy on us.
We'll do our best. Safe travels and good luck this weekend.
All right, we'll see you.
Larry Hayes, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech. Well, Daddy, you know, what are you going to say? The last 2 weeks, we've had two coaches in Augie Garrido and Larry Hayes with a combined over 3,000 career victories.
I believe 31, almost 3,200 career victories. What an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Congratulations to both of those gentlemen on what great careers. And one thing people don't understand about Larry Hayes is it's all those victories have come in Lubbock, Texas. He was the head coach at Lubbock Christian for 16 years, and then I believe it's been 22 years at Texas Tech. So 38 years total, 1,500 career victories. So just an honor to catch up with him, especially 2 days after becoming the winner of his 1,500 career game.
And you look at the Big 12, there's some pretty good parity, but boy, Nebraska off to a great start with Texas already in the books. And they still got some tough series coming along here, but they've got to be a little careful. Texas Tech at 4-5, that currently puts them in a tie for fifth with Oklahoma State in the conference, and they've played three of the top four teams. Baylor, who they have not played, currently sits at eighth in the conference, and they are picked to finish third.
Yeah, some head-scratching going on, and he mentions Nebraska sweeping K-State. K-State, give me their record right now, Douglas.
K-State is 2-4 in the conference and 15-12 overall.
So they've only played the two series in the Big 12, but Nebraska sweeps, and then they go out and win a series. So one of those deals where Nebraska might have caught the cats at the right time.
Yeah, because after we swept them, then the bye week, then they went 2-1 last week. And, of course, Texas Tech takes two from Missouri and almost taking three, losing Friday night 1-0. Huskers have to be ready this weekend. Of course, you got to say that every week, but it's tough when you have to say, you know what, guys, I know they were picked 10th, but you have to be ready because look what they're doing.
Well, now, and in a little bit of defense of the teams that Texas Tech has played, Texas Tech has won some one-run games themselves. So it's not like they always just lose the one-run games. They picked up some one-run victories. Case in point, against Missouri, they won 3-2 after they got beat 1-0. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals. They won 5-4 over UC Riverside. They won 2 runs, 7-5 over Texas. So they have been in some ball games. They've got some wins that have been close ball games as well.
Well, I think the series this weekend will tell you who ends up being the surprise team. There is no doubt Nebraska is the surprise team by far, picked to finish sixth. They're leading the conference by a game and a half at 7-1-1. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, I want to give you a family four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. When we come back, Jason Owens, the new volleyball coach at Kearney High, is going to join us. And here is your opportunity to win a family four-pack of tickets, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won tickets to Friday night's Storm hockey game, this is your chance. Daddy, the question.
You know what? I'm going to throw in. I want to throw in that $15 gift card because it's a very tough question. Can I do that?
Yeah, you're only going to ask for two, right?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. I want them all four. There's been four Division I baseball coaches that have recorded 1,500 wins. Who are those four baseball coaches?
We just talked to one of them. Who are the four baseball coaches to win at least 1,500 games in Division I? Back after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at thrivent.com.
What would you do if you didn't have to worry about wireless minutes anymore? Introducing truly unlimited calling from Verizon Wireless. Switch to America's most reliable wireless network and call anyone in the U.S. on any network, even landlines, as much as you want for just $99.99 monthly access. Sign up at any Verizon Wireless communications store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Does this sound familiar? Oh. Do projects require special four-letter language?
Ow, that
it's an affliction called hammer strikeitis. But there is a cure. Loctite Power Grab Construction Adhesives. 9 times higher initial grab than the leading brand. Power Grab eliminates a hammer, nails, even bracing. It's perfect for installing molding, trim, paneling, and more. And protects thumbs from the heartbreak of hammer strikeitis. Side effects include euphoria, successful projects, a happy spouse. Loctite Power Grab. Project solved.
Take pride in the things you own with Tim O's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning. Tim O's back and ready to start offering great spring specials. Now, save $20 off full detailing, $10 off interior cleaning, and $20 off all residential and commercial carpet cleaning. It's only the best with Tim O's, providing great carpet protection treatments. It's time to let Tim O's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning help you show pride in your possessions. Call 308-440-0885. That's 308-440-0885.
Cloudy skies and some more rain showers continue across the area today as temperatures stay in the mid-40s for highs. Winds out of the east to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers lingers early, then we'll see clearing skies with a low around 30 on the way to 62 for a high Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Still trying to give away our hockey tickets and a $15 gift card to Wendy's. Name the four Division I baseball coaches that have won 1,500 games, so hang on for that. Also, Royals baseball coming up after the Doug and Daddy Show. Kansas City trying to start the season at 3-0 on the season, and that's coming up right after the Doug and Daddy Show, so Royals in Detroit on the way. But right now, we are pleased to wrap up our program today with the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High, via Platteview, via Greeley. I'll let him fill you in on the rest of the resume. But Jason Owens will take over the programs of the Lady Bearcats here in 2008. And, Coach, thanks for making your debut this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, take us through your decision to come to Kearney and the opportunities that it presents with the team that they have coming back.
I tell you what, I'm very excited to be coming out to Kearney. I grew up in Aurora, so my roots are out that way. It puts me a heck of a lot closer to my family. And getting back that way, I'm excited about it. I know Kearney has a rich tradition in a lot of sports, and I really think that volleyball could be one of those sports with some rich tradition out there.
Well, are you going to get Kelsey Peterson to come back for one more year? I think that would help.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? I'm not sure Christy's going to let me do that out at Iowa State, but I sure would like to have her.
Jason, talk a little bit about the offense. Will it be vastly different from what the fans are used to seeing here?
Well, I'm not sure what the fans have seen a lot of in the past. I'm going to have to get out there and see what the kids are like and what athletes I have and work with them this summer and figure out what we're going to run, and I just hope it's fast.
Well, folks like fast, and I guess that's one thing to touch on, too. You mentioned a little bit about trying to build a tradition here. Kearney has had a problem holding on to volleyball coaches. There has not been a long-tenured volleyball coach here in the last 15 years, however I guess you want to say it, as long as I've been here anyway. And they finally seem to be turning the corner. I know things are cyclical, and it seems like the girls' programs are starting to kind of turn the corner a little bit here. You see that as a positive, or do you see that as maybe a little pressure to keep things going?
Oh, I see it as a positive, no doubt in my mind. I mean, I look at the success the girls' basketball team had last year. I look at the success the girls' track teams have had in the past. And those athletes can be volleyball players at the same notion. I don't plan on coming out to Kearney for a couple years and then going somewhere else. I plan on coming out there and putting in some roots and staying for as long as I can.
Tell us a little bit about what you did do at Platteview and what maybe some of the things are that folks will see here. I know it depends on the girls, but tell us a little bit about what you were trying and trying to accomplish there.
It was a different situation out here because we are one of the smaller Class B schools playing in a power conference in the Eastern Midland Conference. We had schools such as Elkhorn and Gretna in our conference who are three times our size that we had to compete against. So we had to go into the summer workouts with the attitude with our girls with a little chip on our shoulder being smaller in class size that we had to work harder than everybody else around us. And I want to bring that same attitude out to Kearney that we're going to outwork everybody and therefore outplay them with our work ethic.
Jason, the volleyball seems to be becoming club deals. It's kind of it was basketball that was kind of the year-round deal. Now volleyball has stepped up and kind of becoming the same thing. Is that the way you see it? If you're gonna have success in the fall, it's got to start in the spring?
I've got different opinions on it because I do some club work, but I feel like club volleyball really has to look at the high school seasons and work around the high school seasons rather than high school seasons work around the club stuff. I might be one of the exceptions to that rule, but I think you definitely have to get kids involved in some type of volleyball outside the season to compete in Class A, in Class B, in any class in the state anymore. And whether they're playing on a big club traveling around the nation playing tournaments or they're playing on a local club just playing local tournaments, I think it's important that they're involved. But I've also seen kids that didn't do a lot of club stuff, and John Peterson at SCOTUS is one guy who doesn't have a lot of club and has a lot of success.
Jason Owens, new volleyball coach at Kearney High, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, tell me how much of the, the advice maybe in your young coaching career and winning that state championship at Greeley has helped you over the last decade.
It's helped me a ton. You know, I got into it not knowing what I was in for, and I jumped on that bus and rode that bus to the state tournament and have gotten back down there a few times since then, and I have cherished every memory, every moment of every season since then. And I learned every team is different and every season's different, and you just find things each season that you loved about the kids and hopefully that the kids take away from you.
Well, hopefully more wins and more success is coming your way. And, Jason, we're looking forward to catching up with you numerous times once you roll into town, and I can't wait to get back in touch with you.
I can't either, and I can't wait to get out there and meet everybody.
All right, Jason, thanks for the time, and congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, guys. I sure appreciate it.
Take care. Jason Owens, new head volleyball coach at Kearney, has been at Platteview and won a state championship at Greeley, taking over the reins. We're over time. A couple things we need to tell you. Kearney High Soccer, unfortunately, today, looking forward to that big matchup for number one. They were taking care of a Columbus. They have postponed that to April the 17th. So that has been postponed to April the 17th. Also, the Horizon and Sunrise Middle School track meets in Grand Island today have been canceled. So no junior high track today in Grand Island canceled. Kearney High Soccer against Columbus postponed to April the 17th. Kansas City Royals baseball is coming up next.
Granky Bonderman, 2-0 Royals versus the 0-2 Tigers. Get it on 1205. Looking forward to that. We want to thank Larry Hayes, Texas Tech Red Raiders baseball coach. Jason Owens, the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High. And Kevin Kugler from Westward One and Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha, all for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Coming up on the program tomorrow, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz, and the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Bliss Littler. By the way, we did give away those tickets. The answer, Larry Hayes, Augie Garrido of Texas, Gene Stevenson of Wichita State, Mike Martin of Florida State. Derek, who was our winner?
Jim from Grand Island.
Congratulations, Jim, for the family four-pack of hockey tickets, the Wendy's gift card. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Royals baseball coming up.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!